Welcome, everyone, to Dirt Doctor Radio. There'll be no greenwashing here, just accurate advice on products and techniques that are healthy to use, save money, are really good for the environment, and just work better in every way. Tips and suggestions from the listeners are encouraged, so call us today at 866-444-DIRT. That's 866-444-3478. Now it's time to learn about what truly is green living. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. A beautiful morning here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. 9/11, this is the date it all happened 15 years ago. So you're going to be hearing a lot about that. We're going to be, we won't talk about that too much, unless somebody wants to, I guess. But we will be talking about organic gardening, landscaping, pest control, and all those kinds of things. We address everything from the natural organic standpoint and talk about gardening, farming, ranching. Today, ranching will be a topic a little bit more than normal. I'll tell you why in just a little bit here. We're going to have an interesting guest. We've got some good news about our, for those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we try to help the SPCA every week, as you know, and we have good news. Little Ray and Vader were adopted, and I'm delighted about that. They were both just as cute as they could be, but older dogs, a boy and a girl, and they've been adopted, and I appreciate that out there. SPCA, of course, does too. Zoe, after them, is still waiting for a home, and this year's dog, who you can see on our website, is Dandelion. Dandelion's named after the sour flower, it says, but she's anything but that. She walks pretty well on a leash, although she does constantly look for affirmation. Once inside, she really turns on the charm. A nice volunteer gave her a bath, and let's see, she was just talking about she really enjoyed that. She must be new to the SPCA. But anyway, check her out. She's good looking. Got a little scar on her nose there. Don't know what happened there. Not bad. She's really cute. On our website, dirtdoctor.com, you can see Dandelion. And once again, thanks for adopting the two little older dogs. And Zoe, who's older as well, 11-year-old, one-eyed dog, she's still looking for a home. So check all of that out. My tea this morning is primarily fennel and lemon verbena. Not lemon verbena, lemon. Lemon verbena. I was thinking about the other lemon plants, but I planted some plants kind of interspersed with some of the landscape plants some years ago, probably 5 years ago. And now it's popping up all over, which I'm delighted about. It's a great herb if you haven't tried it. Lemon verbena here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We're zone 8 now. And most winters, it will kind of limp through the winter and come back. Mine's been in place now with the organic program for quite a few years. Probably been out there 6 or 7 years, I guess. I would, if you spend a lot of money on it, you need to know if you're zone 8 or colder, it's probably going to behave for you as an annual, not a perennial. But give it a try. It's great. It's a good-looking plant, and it's really good in the teas. I put apple cider vinegar in with it, as I usually do, and that's a pretty good mix. The big sprig probably had, 6 or 7 leaves of the lemon verbena, and then a sprig of the fennel. Mine's a bronze fennel, about 6 inches long. When you make herb tea, it's good to, when you use fresh leaves like I did this morning, crush them, really crush them well, because that lets the oils come out and makes your tea better, a little stronger and more flavorful. Let's see what else we need to talk about. And by the way, the telephone number is, if you want to be on the show with me, is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. We had a little bit different situation with our contest this morning. As you know, we put up a plant to identify every week, and the first one to identify the plant wins one of our courses, the Natural Organic Certification course that comes to you from TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, and the Vitality Network. And this week's contest picture has already been identified. It was identified early this morning when I got up and looked at my computer. Doug let me know that it had already been identified. It is Carolina buckthorn. It's one of my favorite plants. It's an interesting plant, though, in a couple of ways. It's not easy to find. Carolina buckthorn is native to this part of the world. It'll grow in a wide range across the country. It is beautiful foliage, has really pretty berries on it. The berries, I don't know, I guess you could eat them, but I don't think they're particularly good for humans. They're great for wildlife, though. It's a great plant for attracting birds and wildlife to the garden. And it's a deciduous plant that has really pretty summer foliage, but the fall color is nice, too. It's an orange color that you don't see on a lot of other plants. Mexican buckeye has an orange color most years that's not too far off from the Carolina buckthorn, but it's a good one from those standpoints. But the problem is it's hard to find. It's hard to find in the nurseries, and I think I know why. I just planted some this past spring and early summer, and I lost about 3 out of 4 of them. And, you know, I'm pretty good at planting things correctly and all that. And it dawned on me why this plant has had a hard time being on the market really easily. And that is, it's just a little bit persnickety at first. And I think that's the case with a lot of these native plants. The rusty black haw viburnum, I've seen the same thing. And I'm very suspicious. I'm going to talk to a lot of the growers and everything and see if this isn't the case. But I bet they have trouble with propagation and getting them going and getting them a nice size to be sold. But it's worth the effort. It's a great plant. Carolina buckthorn, it's the one that was the contest picture this morning. Congratulations to the winner there. We'll have another one for you next Sunday morning and have another opportunity to win one of the courses. If you want to take the course, don't want to wait around and hit or miss, try to win the contest, you can look at the information on dirtdoctor.com. It's right there on our homepage. It explains the whole thing, the 15 chapters. You have to take a test at the end of each chapter and pass it 100%, not just 70, but 100% before going through the rest of the 14 chapters, and at the end, once you've completed the entire course that I teach, you get certified by the Texas Organic Research Center with the Natural Organic Program. I've had a lot of people are taking their time going through it, which is fine. That's the way it's designed. You can sign up and take one chapter a month or one chapter a year if you want to go that route, or you can sit down and take the whole course and test at one sitting. It's totally up to you. It doesn't run out. There is no time requirement on the thing. And a lot of people have completed it already, and a lot of people are part way through. So if you want to go that route, that's fine. It explains how it works, what's involved in the course, what it costs, and the whole deal right on dirtdoctor.com. And while you're there, if you're not getting the newsletter already, which quite a bit more than 100,000 people do now, you can sign up for it. It's free, no cost on it at all. We have an unusual newsletter, and I think one of the reasons it's popular is that it's one subject at a time. We don't try to, throw a bunch of stuff on the wall. We talk about one issue. One of the things that I'm halfway done with now in the newsletter that you'll see this week is an update on all the information that we have about the we've already done that. The what I was thinking there was the garlic. We just did the one on garlic, and I'll be doing one on some other plants this next week and some other specific things. Every now and then we do more than once a week, but generally it's one newsletter a week, and you get it electronically. It's not a paper newsletter. So sign up right on the homepage at dirtdoctor.com. Birds are flying in, so we'll take a break, and then we'll do a little bit more of the stuff I need to catch up on, and then go to the phone. So jump on here whenever you feel like it at 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. You can buy it in bags or bulk. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752 or go to AmericanRio.com.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by Stuart Frankie and his family in Hondo, Texas, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator works by stimulating the soil biology and roots to help plants all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. Medina products can help you spend your budget wisely, increasing production and treating the environment right. All the Medina products are free of toxic chemicals. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. For proper care of your lawn and garden, Medina is the choice. Ask for Medina at your local hardware, nursery, or feed store. Medina Natural Organic Products, 50 years young and still environmentally friendly. MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number 866-444-3478. I'm going to be involved in an event that's coming up I wanted to tell you about, and it's pretty cool. You probably have heard me talking about the fact that we have gotten involved with the Mother Earth News people in a couple of different ways. It started when they invited me to speak at one of their fairs, and that kind of accelerated into me speaking at several of their fairs, upcoming fairs. We also are working together now on a book that will be coming out. It probably will be several months before it comes out. But we agreed we were just about out. Some of you people joining the membership area, the Organic Club of America, for I think 2 years. I think it's still in place. There's a few copies of the organic manual left, and that's one of the things that you get when you join at a certain level. But we're just about out of them. They're just about gone. So we've been scratching our heads about what to do about it. I've updated the book, been working on it for some time, and we made a deal with Mother Earth News. They're partners with us on the book, so there's going to be a brand-new version of it coming from the two of us, and we'll keep you posted on that. But related to Mother Earth, the next event where I'll be speaking is those of you up in that area or care to go to a really cool place. It's going to be Friday, September the 23rd through Sunday, September the 25th. So not too far away in Pennsylvania, Seven Springs, Pennsylvania. This is near Pittsburgh. And you may have heard me talk about it. You may have seen the slides that we put in the members area and other places of our trip. Logan and Bo and I went up on a trip, and one of the things I wanted to do for a long time is go to the Frank Lloyd Wright, probably his most famous house, Falling Waters, which is real near where this place is. In fact, the Seven Springs Mountain Resort is where we stayed. Mike McGrath, our organic buddy from Pennsylvania, from Philly recommended this place, and so we stayed there during the time we went to the Frank Lloyd Wright through Falling Waters, and you can see that, the photographs and the information that we put up for you on YouTube and on our website. I don't think it's just in the members area only. If it is, we'll move it over to the public area. But anyway, we'll be there speaking 2 days. I'm speaking Saturday, 11:30 to 12:30. And we're talking at that point about how to save 40 to 50% on your water bill and the new techniques of the basic organic program and all that. And then Sunday, I'm speaking on natural organic pest control, and we'll have book signings. They do a good job, great job on books. Mother Earth News not only publishes Mother Earth News, but they publish a whole bunch of different things. They've got a tremendous number of monthly publications, quarterly publications, books that they've been involved in, and then all their speakers. And they have a huge number of speakers at these events and some great speakers. The books that all those speakers have done are there and available, and getting to meet the authors and get a book signed as part of the event. So if you can come, that'd be great. We'll see you at that time, September the 23rd through the 25th. And one of the speakers that is there, and he's the real, probably the biggest star of their events usually, is a fellow by the name of Joel Saladin. Joel Saladin is a farmer. He owns a place with his family called Polly Face Farms. And those of you that have been involved in natural organic activities in any way, I'm sure have heard of him, read some of his books, some of the articles about him. He has articles in Acres USA all the time. Which is another place we're going to be speaking this year. But the interesting thing today about Joel is that you'll be able to hear him chat with me. He'll be on the show with me at the beginning of the 9 o'clock hour. So stay tuned for that. Let's see what else we need to cover. Well, first thing I want to do is talk to Alan. He's been holding a little while here in Denton, Texas. Hello, Alan.
Morning, Howard. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. What can I do for you?
Got a question. Is corn gluten meal still a good pre-emergent to use? Because I guess now's the time to be putting down a pre-emergent. I didn't get any down last year, and I was killed with like crabgrass and all that kind of stuff this year. So I was going to try to make sure I got it down at the right time this year, and wanted to use the best. And I've heard pluses and minuses of corn gluten meal. What's the best thing to use?
Well, if you're going to do it, your timing is perfect. Alan, that was the next thing on my list of topics. And the perfect timing that everybody assumes is September the 15th. We're just short of that. So putting it out today or tomorrow or sometime real soon will probably be the best time to do it. It's a little inconsistent in the fall is why we don't push it extremely heavily. But if you have good luck, put it down at the right time, and then the weather cooperates, it works pretty well. I'm going to need to take a break. Can you hold on with me? We'll talk about it in a little bit more detail when I come back, if you can, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, talking about corn gluten meal and whatever's on your mind when we come back. 866-444-3478. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
At Wakanaga of America, we have dedicated the past 44 years proudly producing Kyolic, the world's most scientifically researched, best-selling, and odorless aged garlic extract. We begin with 100% organically grown garlic from our farms in California for maximum purity. We age our garlic to perfection in a unique 20-month extraction process to eliminate odor and create beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic. Aged garlic extract has been researched in more than 750 published scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA. Studies have focused on cholesterol, high blood pressure, immune stimulation, and all major cardiovascular risk factors. This is the Kyolic difference. So when you're looking for a supplement for great cardiovascular support, reach for the number one best-selling and odorless aged garlic extract, Kyolic. Please visit our website at kyolic.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at fine health food stores everywhere.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we were chatting with Alan up in Denton. Alan, you still with us?
Yes, sir.
The corn gluten meal conversation is good to have right now because this is the perfect time for everybody, not just Alan, to put it out if you want to use it. The reason that it doesn't have the support, real strong support by everybody to use in the fall is that it does seem to be a little bit less consistent in the fall than it is in the spring. I think part of that is the weather. The weather is a little bit more varying, roller coaster-ish. You know, we have beautiful fall-like weather today, really cool, and then it'll get back to almost 95 degrees or something, you know, just up and down here in the fall. And you've got to get the timing right. You've got to put the corn gluten meal out before the weed seed germinate, and then it has to go through a period of time where the soil is not staying too dry and not staying too wet. If it stays too wet, if you hit a rainy period, the herbicidal value of the corn gluten meal will be overridden by the moisture. You'll finally start getting roots to develop on the weed seed. The way corn gluten meal works is that the top shoot emerges and starts to grow, but the roots don't. The corn gluten meal prevents the roots from starting right at first. So if you hit the timing right and you hit the moisture right, you water it in really well and then go through a dry period is the perfect condition. It works beautifully on the winter weeds. It works on henbit and rescue grass and Poa annua and all kinds of things that show up mid-winter to real early spring that everybody calls me and asks me about what to do about at that time. So I'd say go for it. The only issue is that if you buy corn gluten meal, it's probably going to be a little bit higher price point than if you buy one of the organic blends. So if you're just looking for fertilizing, those might be a better way to go. But if you do want to try to get some of the herbicidal value, it's time to get to work right now.
Okay. Now, it comes in different stuff, and I know I've had, I don't know if it was just I got lucky or whatever, but I used to find some that was like almost like powder, and it seemed to do a better job than some of the stuff that now the only thing I can find is like these big chunks of it.
Granulated. You're right. It does do better, and the reason it does better is it has a much greater surface area, so you have, better chance of it, being in contact with the weed seed and doing a good job. The only problem with the powder stuff is that you can't do it on a windy day or it'll blow all over the place and be a problem. We used it years ago when I first started using it. That was the only way you could get it. And we were doing the Johnson plant in Arlington with an organic technique. And we used it one day and they put it out when it was windy. And it blew all over cars and everything. It was a real mess. So that's the only downside of the powder stuff. The people came out with the granulated form to avoid that problem. And the granulated corn gluten meal will work, but it is not as efficient as the powder form.
Is there any place to still find powder?
It's still available because they start with it and make the granulated product from the powder. The powder comes from manufacturing of the high fructose corn syrup and some other corn products is where it comes from. And so it has to go through another step to become granulated. So it, in most cases, would cost more money. So if you call the feed stores, if you call the garden centers and tell them that you want the powder form, they can get it. They can get it through normal distribution, but they just have to make a few calls and talk to somebody different because the most common one that I think you've already run into is the granulated form.
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
All right. Thank you.
Talk to you later. Let's do this first. One thing I wanted to tell you before I forget it, because I get all involved with these calls and thinking about that. Last week I told you about a new movie that I recommend, Hell and High Water, the Jeff Bridges movie, and it's terrific. But yesterday Judy and I went to see, we did a little unusual thing. We had a date for lunch and went to see the opening of another movie that I highly recommend now, and it's called simply Sully. And it's Mary Rose has already seen it too. It's great. It is. I think that Clint Eastwood was the director, and Tom Hanks, the actor, played Sully. And man, it's good. The details. Judy thought almost too much detail in the first part of the movie. The ending is just terrific, and the story is something else. I've got an uncle that was a pilot in Korea and Vietnam, and I called him last night to see if he had seen it yet, and he wasn't there. He returned my call, and he said he just got back from seeing it, so we both saw it on opening day. So I don't know, 9/11 might be a good time for you to go. It's at a bunch of theaters. It's all over the place, so you can get in without it being real crowded, and so it'd be a good time for you to go see something that's going to be talked about a lot. True story, obviously. Let's get back to the phones. It's Chicago's turn. Jill calling in. Hello, Jill.
Hello there. I was listening to your radio show, and I'm not sure if our organic topics to cover the lawn care specifically, but we
you
have
bet. Sure.
All right. Creeping Charlie is a problem in our lawn, and it's kind of a problem all in my neighborhood.
Okay.
And, of course, I've been trying to be organic, so it kind of got out of control, I guess, and it's probably my fault for not doing more direct. But it's really hard, I guess, to get rid of. I don't know if you have any hints.
Well, it's an interesting plant, Jill. We have it here in Dallas, too. In fact, I did one of the newsletters I did not too long ago was about various weeds, and I talked about some of the weeds that some people consider weeds and some people actually consider a useful plant. Creeping Charlie mm-hmm. can be used as a ground cover, you know, in some shady situations where grass won't grow very well. It's mm-hmm. actually a fairly easy one to control with a new product, relatively new product that's been on the market here for a few years, I guess, and it's now called AgriLawn, AgriLawn, AgriLawn Crabgrass Killer.
Okay.
And it was designed by a fellow that was in the turf business maintaining lawns, and he came up with an idea. I don't know how in the world. I've talked to him a bunch. I've really never asked him how he came up with the idea. The active ingredient in it, believe it or not, is cinnamon. And it's in a baking soda base. The way you use it is you wet the area down, and it's the only selective organic herbicide on the market. So you can wet the whole area down, including your turf grass, and then you dust this product out on the wet turf, and it kills the weeds, broadleafs, and grasses like crabgrass, and doesn't hurt the turf. Works beautifully. Now, there's one warning for you, though.
Mm-hmm.
In the south here, when we're dealing with Bermuda grass, St. Augustine grass, and zoysia, it doesn't hurt the turf grass at all. You probably have bluegrass or fescue or a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as safe for your grass as it is for ours.
Okay.
So you want to be very careful to use the recommended rates. You might want to do an area as a test first. But you may get a little yellowing. It probably won't kill the grass. You know, it won't be anything that'll completely kill it and hurt it severely, but it might yellow it up some. So just be a little bit careful with that. The other things you can do with Creeping Charlie, you can spray it. If you spot spray and if it's solid in an area and you're not going to be hitting your turf grass, you can use the vinegar herbicides or the fatty acid products like BioSafe.
Okay.
So those two are ways to go.
Do you know the vinegar, like is it a vinegar product or do you know the solution?
The vinegar solution, all of the formulas that I talk about all the time are on my website on dirtdoctor.com.
Oh, okay.
You go to the homepage and there's a bunch of words under the photograph, and all those words are buttons. And one of the buttons says guides. And if you click on guides, it takes you to all my formulas, including the vinegar formula. There is a 20% vinegar now on the market that has EPA labeling as an organic herbicide. So you can go either way. You can use my formula and make your own. It's basically 10%. A vinegar with just an ounce of orange oil added to it and just a little bit of soap added to it, and it kills whatever you hit with it. So be careful about, you know, hitting your good plants with it.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. All right. Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call.
All right. Take care.
Talk to you later. Yeah, it's one of those things where people hear me talk about it and they think they can kill woody things with it, like poison ivy and, you know, briar, green briar, and things like that. Won't work on those. And one of the good things about the vinegar solution, early on when we first started using it, we used it in vineyards around the grapes, and it's wonderful for spraying weeds that come up under your grapevines and other woody kind of plants, because the vinegar can actually hit the bark, hit the base of the plants. It won't hurt at all, but it'll kill the weeds in the area. Then you keep a nice level of shredded native tree trimmings on the ground, and you keep the weeds under control without the toxic chemicals at all. Here's Philip in St. Joe. Philip, what's up?
Good morning, Howard. How are you, sir?
Doing very well.
Good. I have a 55-gallon old drum that had motor oil in it.
Uh-huh.
Could I use it to make the biochar?
I think so. I think the key on making biochar, Philip, you and I may have talked about this a little already, is to get really high temperatures. And so any kind of container that you can, you know, get the fire going, the wood going in, I think would work fine. Have you checked some of those websites that are online about making biochar?
I did, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'd recommend. I've never done it myself, but there's some real good information online about it. But I think a 55-gallon metal barrel would be a good starting point. I'm going to put you on hold. If you had something else, we'll chat offline. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478.
Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Garrett Juice Pro, and Sick Tree Treatment, can now help you with innovative products. If you're a grower, rancher, or landscape contractor, Maestro Grow can manufacture products specifically designed for your needs and property. For more information, call Chris, 214-436-3617, or go to maestro-grow.com. That's 214-436-3617. Remember to ask for Maestro Grow products.
Exo Odor Neutralizer is the original all-natural odor-eliminating air freshener. It is non-toxic, pH-neutral, and no fragrances. If you want to get rid of big odors, but do it naturally and keep it safe for children and pets, then you've got to try Exo Odor Neutralizer, available in stores everywhere. Just ask for Exo Odor Neutralizer. For more information, go to exocorp.com or call 800-442-9696. Ask for and start enjoying Exo Odor Neutralizer today.
When various pains slow you down, you should reach for real-time pain relief. It's non-greasy, relieves pain in minutes, smells great, and contains no harmful chemicals, GMOs, parabens, or SLS. Ask for it at your favorite store. You can also order it today and receive a free $10 tube with your purchase of $10 or more by texting DIRT to 90407, calling 877-787-7180, or going to rtpr.com and using the promo code DIRT. Until now, no university or school of any kind has offered a degree program or certification in the world of organic gardening, farming, horticulture, or agriculture. That's now changed with a brand new online natural organic certification course. The course is taught with 15 chapters of video instruction and includes 25-page study booklet. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the certification course banner.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. Well, on this date to remember today, 9/11, it'd be a great time for you to go see a movie about a real American hero, and that's why I mentioned Sully. And it, I was thinking during the break there, some of you may not know what the heck Sully is. Sully Sullenberg was the pilot of U.S. Air, forget the flight number, I should remember it, that was taking off out of LaGuardia and was at 2,800 feet, pretty high for what happened, but not very high for what he had to do after that. He ran into a huge flock of birds, probably were geese, don't know that, but anyway, knocked out both engines, and he had to bring the plane back, completely gliding this, you know, plane full of 155 passengers. And the way Eastwood designed the movie is really good. It's a little bit. You're wondering what's going on at the beginning of the movie, but then it all comes together, and I really like the way he put it together. But he brought the plane back, and water landed it in the Hudson River and saved all 155 people. And the other thing about the movie, other than just the incredible story, is the secondary story that goes on behind the scenes of what he and his co-pilot had to go through, during the investigation, which happened, you know, immediately after this event. But very well done. Highly recommended. Telephone number 866, and it's called just Sully, S-U-L-L-Y. why. 866-444-3478. Here is Sean in Delaware someplace. Where in Delaware are you, Sean?
Southern Sussex County.
Okay, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
I just got my driveway seal coated because we had it paved last year.
Okay.
And the grass is growing up through the edges of the pavement, and I wanted to know if there was anything I could use to kill that grass growing up on the edges of the pavement.
Well, that's the place where the vinegar will work real well, and also the fatty acid product, Sean. The fatty acid is a fancy soap, basically, is what it is. And the brand names out there, the one that we've used the most, they actually are a sponsor on the show, is BioSafe. And it's a really good product. There's one called Scythe that's been around for a long time that might be in the stores if BioSafe is not. I think there's some others out there under various brand names. If you look at my website, dirtdoctor.com, in the library under herbicides, we've done newsletters and I've done total lists of the different organic herbicides that are available out there. That's a situation where you could also use a little flamethrower. There are propane flamethrowers that are designed for killing weeds, and that's another alternative. Some of the little units are pretty cost effective and work very well, so you could look at that also.
Okay, but you say the vinegar and BioSafe, and how long between sprayings would you have to do that?
It depends on what the situation is. If it's outside the pavement and you can actually hit the foliage and soak it into the ground, so you kill the crown of the plants, you know, it basically lasts as long as the toxic chemicals. But generally, the vinegar sprays have to be used a couple of times to get that kind of kill. I'll give you a little tip on something that's awful, totally off-label. Some of the things that I recommend that are home brews, you know, are off-label, I guess, too, because, you know, they're not EPA registered or anything. But you could take a vinegar product and a fatty acid product and mix them together, and it kills more thoroughly than either one of them used by themselves.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your information because the Roundup don't seem to work that well, and I'm going to try the vinegar and the BioSafe.
Give it a whirl. The vinegar's not, I mean, the Roundup's not something you want to be around anyway. There's more and more data just coming out all the time about how dangerous it is for, you know, wildlife and the biology of the soil and for pets and you and me. So,
okay, so, but even to kill some weeds around, like the garden or something, like that vinegar and BioSafe would be fine to use?
You bet. That's what we recommend.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your information. Have a great weekend.
Okay, appreciate the call.
Okay.
All righty, telephone number, and we're going to be visiting with Joel Saladin at the beginning of the next hour for a while, but when we get through, I'll get back with you to talk about gardening, landscaping, compost making, pest control, whatever you'd like to discuss. Remember that DirtDoctor.com is available for you. If I'm not around, you can join and get on the get the free newsletter by filling out the simple form that's on dirtdoctor.com. Information about our natural organic certification course is right there. And to call and be on the show with me after we get through with our visit is 866-444-3478. Be back right after this. And the one other thing I would like to tell you, if you want to join the Organic Club of America, that's the membership area. Information for that is right on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. I'll be back right after this. Don't go away.